For this example, we're looking at a 4-iron and a 7-iron with the same mass. However, since the 4-iron is longer than the 7-iron, the 4-iron's center of mass will be located farther away from the axis of rotation. This causes the 4-iron's MOI to be higher than the MOI of the 7-iron. We can see this explained in our MOI calculations. As mentioned earlier, MOI is equal to the mass of the club multiplied by k squared, where k is the length from the axis of rotation to the club's center of mass. Starting with the 7-iron example, the mass is 0.425 kilograms and the k value is 78.6 centimeters squared. Multiplying these values together produces an MOI of 2,625. Moving on to the 4-iron example, the mass remains the same as in the 7-iron example, 0.425 kilograms, but now the k value is 80 centimeters squared. Multiplying these values together produces an MOI of 2,720, an MOI larger than our 7-iron. The fitting nugget here is if the 4-iron and 7-iron have the same mass, but the 4-iron's center of mass is located further away from the axis of rotation, then the MOI will be higher.